Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hour number two, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. We started talking Celtics. We've done that and happy to continue to do that. We've talked a little bit about Mookie Betts and where he heads next, whether it's here or whether it's somewhere else. I will tell you that I don't think there's a whole lot of new stuff in the Robert Kraft case. There was one additional thing yesterday. In papers filed in a Palm Beach court yesterday, the judge down there, Frank Caster, activated rules overseeing media coverage of high-profile trials. You can understand that if...
What are we talking about here? Like court TV? Stuff like that? Or how they...
I don't know what the rules involve, but this judge has decided that if Robert Kraft, if he's involved in a trial here in this court, it's going to be a high-profile trial. It is.
Yeah. Oh, it certainly is going to be. And one of the other stories that I think is starting to pick up steam, and Tommy Kern wrote about it and others have as well, is you have the NFL owners meetings starting up on Sunday out in Arizona. And whether Robert Kraft is there or not, what are these owners going to be asked about? You think they're going to be asked about ticket sales? Or you think they're going to be asked about one
TV
of their fellow
contracts,
owners?
Now, generally speaking, what's happened in the past is that the meetings start Sunday, but Robert Kraft generally talks to the media on Monday. And it's one of those, you know, as he's passing through the lobby of the hotel things and he takes a position over by the potted plants and they
fire questions
at him.
I don't think he's going to talk. I don't think Robert Kraft's going to talk this year. Do you?
I would doubt it.
I would doubt it, too. But every other owner is going to be asked about it. What do they think about it? What kind of punishment do you think he's going to get? You know, have you talked to him? What's going on there? And that is going to be the main story. I can't think of anything else that comes out of there. You know, whether you don't think Jerry Jones is going to be asked questions about it, or Arthur Blank, or any of these guys are going to be asked about it. Like, what do you think about this? What happened to this? What's going on? Is he here? Because whether you see him or not, they're going to be asked about it. So that has a chance to really take on a life of its own, especially as this thing continues. It's still ongoing. Like the first court thing is not scheduled for next week anyway.
I mean, I'm on the treadmill this morning in both the Today Show and Good Morning America had stories about Robert Kraft.
Yeah.
And the story in Florida, it there's a certain infatuation with this whole story nationally, not here necessarily, where people...
It's because of the details.
Well, and let's be honest, it's because of the video.
The threat of the video. And the graphic details that we have already received, Dale. Those are out there as well. And just the visual of the whole thing. Maybe that's why. But the league still hasn't... The league basically has given non-comments or the old, we are aware of what's going on with Robert Kraft, and we'll get back to you. Like, it's basically a to be continued from them.
The Globe today talks about the Patriots Foundation and the charitable endeavors that Robert Kraft headlines here. For instance, they talk about an organization called My Life, My Choice, which works to prevent sex trafficking and protect its victims. The executive director, Lisa Goldblatt Grace, apparently has talked about this whole, Kraft should give up the ownership of the team, should be banished by the NFL. She was part of this, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I heard Chris Curtis say this morning, the Patriots Foundation, Robert Kraft, donated $100,000 to this organization. I'm going to go out on a limb here and suggest she's not going to offer to give that money back.
No, you don't think so? She might ask for more, maybe is what it comes down to. I'm waiting to see what these guys, because you remember the owners that took shots at Tom Brady? Remember, was it McNair in Houston was talking about how J.J. Watt never would have lied to anybody, or J.J. Watt wouldn't have done this. And they a bunch of them felt the need to take shots at Brady when he was going through what he was a few years ago. So I don't think Robert Kraft is friends with every one of these owners. And if anybody has ever been spited by him, or if anybody, if he rubbed somebody the wrong way,
his team kicking their ass.
Not the right thing to say. True.
All of that.
Yeah.
Then they're gonna have an opportunity to say something. Now they got to be careful, because I'm sure a lot of these owners, if all of a sudden you started looking into their lives, things may not be completely on the up and up, but some of them might still take the opportunity this weekend to say some stuff.
The Globe points out that since 2015, Robert Kraft, in a partnership with Attorney General Maura Healey and others, participated in an initiative called Game Change, which educates adolescents about dating violence and sexual assault. Maura Healey said, "It's clear that our office cannot continue this partnership without an acceptance of responsibility and serious remediation, or Kraft's resignation from the foundation."
They want him out. They want him out.
That's Maura Healey.
I don't think that's going to happen in the NFL anyway, because we talked about how Goodell's already gotten a letter about, hey, you need to ban Robert Kraft from the NFL.
I just don't see that happening.
I really don't see that happening either.
Nor, by the way, do I think it should happen.
No, I don't think it should either, but that is the extreme case. That is the most severe punishment that he could face. It won't be that, but it's going to have to be something that the league sends a message, and not just to the rest of the league, but to all these different organizations that are upset with them. If they just give him like a fine, that's nothing. They're going to be like, they're going to really want to see something else. No matter what the courts decide down in Florida, you know, he's already guilty to a bunch of people. They want to see what happens here and then see what the punishment is.
I think the Globe inaccurately reported yesterday that Robert Kraft's side rejected, you know, the offer made by Ehrenberg, the state attorney.
No, because there's a negotiation that's
exactly.
going on.
Exactly. Where they said, nope, forget it, we're out. I think what is more likely that happens in these cases is, we cannot accept the offer that you have on the table.
Right.
But let's talk about what we can accept. I think it's an ongoing negotiation here.
Yeah, because TJ Quinn, it was after the Globe first reported, and we had that yesterday on the show, but then TJ Quinn, a few minutes after that, he tweeted out, "Keep seeing reports that Kraft has rejected the deal. I don't believe that's true. He's indicated he will not agree to admit guilt, but it's a negotiation." So they don't like the deal, but they're not flat out rejecting it. He also, I thought this was funny, TJ Quinn, because I get these kind of things all the time, too. Quinn says, "To those folks saying I'm carrying water for Kraft, please get together with the folks who say I'm carrying out our anti-patriots agenda and work this out among yourselves." Because people will definitely hear what they want to hear. And TJ Quinn's just reporting facts. I don't think he's taking a side here. At least from the interview we did yesterday and all the reporting that he's been doing, I don't think he's really rooting one way or the other in this case. He's just telling you what's going on.
I think that Patriots fans have reason to question the
ESPN.
Yes,
yeah,
ESPN.
Fine.
But TJ Quinn does seem to be a pretty, you know, in the same way that I don't think Patriots fans necessarily question Adam Schefter's reporting of things.
Like, how can you get mad at this? Robert Kraft knew, he just filed a motion to suppress the evidence. This is in case there's no deal reached that would automatically seal it. How do you get fired up about that? How do you get mad? That's a fact.
Oh, yeah, just carry it as water.
Oh, my God, you hate him. You hate him. You're like, no, I don't hate him. This is just what it is. And he should file a motion to suppress the evidence. Why wouldn't you?
Well, they did that.
Why wouldn't you
do
that? By
the way, he's not the only one. Something like 14 other defendants also filed similar motions to suppress the evidence.
Because even if you're not famous, you still don't want that video getting out.
No.
that's not a great thing to have out in the community.
You'd have to be real confident in yourself if you're saying, yeah, go ahead.
Your neighbor's looking at you funny, like, I've seen everything.
I've pretty much seen everything. 617-779-7937. John's in Ohio. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hi, John.
What's going on?
Hey, Robert can get out of this pretty easy because he didn't do anything illegal.
Oh, is that right?
How do you figure?
All right, you walk into the massage parlor and you pay up front for a massage, correct?
Right. Yes. Yes, he didn't get a massage, but continue.
Right, well, yeah, well, the second time, I guess, it just...
Yeah, I was going to say...
There was for sure
John,
no...
John, you're sort of falling apart as soon as you talk about the second time.
Yeah, but okay, I'll play along.
No, but still, he paid.
Right.
They took him into the room.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so he paid for the massage.
Yeah.
Now, if there's going to be extracurricular activity...
There was.
They want money up front. Now, you're saying that he got the extracurricular activity, then at the end, he tipped them.
John, it was like a payment sandwich. He walked in there, gave money, went in there, got the activity, then paid again. So there was money before and after the event, which was not a massage.
If you just go to a regular massage parlor, I mean, a regular place like a spa, and they give you a massage.
Let me just stop you real quick. If you solicit sex in Florida, it's a crime.
Then you can tip them all. Tip them after if you want.
Yep, I think you're missing a major part of this whole thing.
Okay, John, help me out here. What happened the next day when he was there for 16 minutes?
14.
No, he paid up front.
For sex.
Correct? No, he paid for sex. Size,
well,
and he just happened to go right down.
I don't know that.
John, I know. John, you don't even believe this. You don't even believe this. This is weeks old. This is a weeks old conversation that he's having. This is, hey, I woke up this morning and my tires in my car were a little bit underinflated. Yes, we've heard that excuse. It's not going to work. There was money on both sides of it.
I might have bought the first day.
There was no massage.
No, the first day there was. He was in there for like 45 minutes. The first day, I might even buy John's ridiculous premise and say,
I would not.
I'm saying.
Okay, you're playing along here.
Where all of a sudden Robert Kraft said, oh my God, what are you doing? Okay, fine.
Not to get too graphic, Dale, because we have the FCC to report to, but.
And Jason Rossi.
It's also one thing, Jason, and you're a man who has had many
massage.
I'm the massage
expert on the station.
Most massages done with the hands.
Yeah, some elbow and knee work.
Most with the hands. Most with the hands.
Most with the hands. Sometimes
Thank
feet.
You.
If you
I've heard
get the
of
right
places
people.
Where there's feet, but you know, where they
activity,
literally hold on to some things on the ceiling. And
this experiment, which he paid for, or experience, I should say, not hands. Let's leave it at that.
Okay,
it's a little bit different.
Well, feet. You're talking
Rossi,
about feet.
How many mouth massages have you had? Any?
I will not answer that question.
Okay. Just like someone's like a catfish all over your back.
If I were you. No. I said, even if I tried to buy the ridiculous premise for day one, which I don't believe, but okay. What do I say about day two?
Line? Honestly, they were in a relationship. Wiggy defense is better than the, that's just how they do massages defense.
Look, all of us believe that he got what he paid for.
That's right.
We believe.
Good deal.
Well, I'm just saying, we believe that there was a
$59.
There was an expectation that was fulfilled, okay?
I gotcha.
We all believe that.
Right.
We know that.
Not John in Ohio, though.
Well,
but
not John, because
he
didn't actually do anything.
No.
Now, we believe that Robert Kraft knows what happened in that room.
I would assume so.
All he's trying to do is make sure the video doesn't get out.
Correct.
And I don't blame him.
And he should. He should.
Because while I have said I don't want to watch the video.
I do.
I work with a bunch of perverts who all can't wait.
Well, Dale, I'm curious like a cat.
You.
That's why my friends call me Whiskers.
In fact, Mutt said, I'm not doing my job if I don't watch.
He's right. It's going to be a big topic on the show.
Now, Dale, if the question, because you guys brought this up, like those other Johns that aren't world famous, would you
watch their video? Probably not.
No, but I'm serious. If you knew somebody.
You know what? Maybe.
If you knew somebody that's on this list, are you more likely to watch Robert Kraft or someone you know personally?
Oh, Robert Kraft.
I
wouldn't watch a Jason Rossi video. I would watch a Robert Kraft video.
Dale, Jason Rossi, or Robert Kraft.
Although, you know what, Jason? Curiosity has killed the cat before.
It might kill you if you watch either of them.
I might need to have you reassigned, but I would watch.
I'm not trying to play the prude here. What I'm saying is, I have no desire to see.
Oh, live a little, Dale.
70-some-year-old man.
Yeah, and a 58-year-old lady.
Well, whatever.
Lady of the night.
I'm good. I don't need to see it to know what happened.
Listen,
would that
be
the highest combo age you've ever watched?
I'm not. Probably not. But I'm not criticizing.
What?
Don't worry about what I do in my time. It's got nothing to do with you guys. I work from 10 to 2. Then everything else is on my own time.
Over what? 140 years combined?
Well, that's only if you're adding up two people.
Okay.
Touche.
Got me there. Oh, my Lord. It's time for me to
Let's see what's next.
617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WE.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
DEI.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
How do you think he evaluates all of this with his legal team as he moves forward?
You know, I spoke to one person who is sort of on the periphery of Kraft's inner circle, who said people have wondered, why not just plead guilty to the misdemeanor? No one's going to be that upset about it. I'm told that on one hand, if he takes the diversion deal, then from a legal standpoint, like you said, it's as if it never happened, and it seals the evidence. Doesn't mean it can't get out some other way, but it means it doesn't at least come from law enforcement. It's not an admission of guilt in a legal sense, even though it's essentially admitting to the acts that took place, that police say took place. It allows him to say to the NFL, you can't go after me as though I was convicted for a crime, because I wasn't.
Boy, they're trying to thread that needle, aren't they? I mean, that's the problem you've got here if you're Robert Kraft. And I almost wonder if his reluctance to admit the acts that happened is more from a legacy public relations point of view, or from a legitimate what does Roger Goodell and the NFL do point of view?
Yeah, because I just feel like unless you are 100% not guilty, didn't do anything wrong, then to fight it so much, you end up looking terrible. Like, and we've brought up examples like Ryan Braun and Rafael Palmeiro, and like what a joke those guys ended up looking like. They were just so adamant. I didn't do anything. These guys did stuff wrong. I didn't do anything wrong. You're like, no, you look so much worse.
Steve, especially Braun.
Yeah, Braun was embarrassing.
He tried to end somebody. A guy's yeah. career.
Oh, Braun was even worse than Palmeiro, but Palmeiro, you had that scene where he's, you know, on the Capitol, just like pointing at everybody. But with Robert Kraft doing this, yeah, part of it is, I would assume, legacy-based. And just to say, no, I'm gonna deny this. I have these big-time lawyers, see what they can do for me. And then at any time anybody points back to this little scandal, you can always have the trump card of, well, I was found not guilty. Like, I was not guilty. So say whatever you want, but the process played out, and I was not guilty. Now, if you think, if he just said, I accept the charges, two misdemeanors, I accept the charges, or even takes this deal that they gave him, this one here, do you think that would prevent him from getting into the Hall of Fame?
No.
Me neither.
I definitely do not.
Now, it might slow it down another couple of years or whatever to distance it a little bit.
I'm not even sure about that.
I don't know if he gets in next year. I don't know why he's not. If Jerry Jones is in, I don't really get why Kraft's not in, but whatever. I don't know how they put owners in or don't. But I just feel like if that is on his mind, if that's one of the reasons for fighting, then that's stupid, because I think he'd get in anyway.
Well, if his concern is legacy and public relations, I hate to break the news to him. Everybody kind of has an idea of what he did.
Right.
It's not like all of a sudden you're going to go, okay.
You're not going to change anybody's mind.
Never mind then.
No, you're not. You're not going to change anybody's mind, regardless of what this is. So this is always going to be a part of his legacy, a part of his history. And I also don't know if he feels like, if he admits guilt or if he is found not guilty, what's the difference in games that he is punished or fined? Like, he's going to get fined the max amount anyway.
$500,000.
That's all they can do.
He could write the check now.
Yeah, he easily could do that. So that's the most that it could be. That's what it will be. Then as far as games are concerned, like, I don't think he would lose the team if he was found guilty or admitted guilt. So I really don't understand what the whole fight is. I don't get it. He's not going to jail, and he's not losing his team. Those are the two extremes. One extreme at your job, and then one extreme in life, and neither one of those are going to happen.
I mean, the only argument I've heard, and John from Ohio was taking it to a ridiculous
extent. He's trying. Giving it a shot.
If Robert Kraft is saying to his high-priced attorneys, I didn't do anything,
then fine. That's not me on the tape, then go for it.
Well, then the question is going to become, Robert, how do you explain the fact they say you're on tape? They're
CGI.
Lying. There are no tapes.
They can do anything with cameras now.
Anything.
They do all kinds of tricks with cameras. You see what they do? There's all kind of photoshopping. Maybe that's the defense, Photoshop.
And quite honestly, if he is completely 100% innocent, I don't know anybody who thinks that way.
Well, no.
If you actually honestly believe he did, nothing happened in there. Nothing.
Nothing, not even a massage.
Then, man, I'd be fighting it tooth and nail if I was him, too.
Yeah.
If that's what I believe.
Yeah, I guess. Now, he did hire Jeffrey Epstein's lawyer.
He did.
Now, again, I guess, you know, if you're innocent, I guess you would want the best as well. So maybe that doesn't really lead you into one direction or the other. But I just feel like they're really going overboard to to fight this. Now, and I don't even think it's that big of a deal that he doesn't want to accept this offer that was made to him. And again, conflicting reports on whether he has just rejected it or not. But either way, that's sort of the starting point. So how many times do the lawyers say, oh, that's it? We'll take it. Like, no, there's going to be a bit of a back and forth here.
Now, Jeffrey Epstein's lawyer is a guy named Jack Goldberger.
Yes.
He is Florida-based.
Right.
He's from that area. I mean, obviously, he could step into the courtroom tomorrow. The two other attorneys who he's added, Alex Spiro and William Burke, had to file paperwork asking for permission to represent Kraft in Florida because they are not members of the Florida bar.
Okay, so they got...
It's
not your jurisdiction, sir.
I mean, these are very well-known, well-respected...
was on the Hernandez team, wasn't he?
Another guy, you know, was representing Julian Edelman in his appeal case. So it's not going to be an issue where the court's going to say, nah, I don't know.
No,
you're not from Florida.
No, I mean, those guys will be a part of it. But I just... while he was assembling that dream team of lawyers, you're like, man, this is two misdemeanors. Like, what Epstein was accused of, what Aaron Hernandez was accused of, like, what all these guys were. Like, this is seemed like a little bit overboard.
Don't we think that there's one thing and one thing only? And they filed the paperwork yesterday to suppress, you know, releasing this evidence. Now, they said any evidence. Let's be honest. There's only one piece of evidence they
just
care
one.
About.
If there's, you know, the police officer has video of him with the traffic stop and getting his ID, fine. Let that one fly. But it's anything inside of the massage parlor. You want to keep that to yourself.
617-779-7937. Fred's down on the Cape. Hey, Fred.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
How's up, Fred?
I'm doing good. Hey, I'd like to kind of preface my comments about Kraft first by saying that, you know, I don't condone what he did. What he did in Florida was illegal. But let me kind of pose a hypothetical question to you guys or a scenario.
All right.
What if TMZ or, you know, somebody else took a video of Kraft leaving the Bunny Ranch in Las Vegas? What do you think the reaction would be versus what's happened?
It would be every bit as embarrassing.
I think it's pretty similar, to be honest, Fred. Now, it's not illegal, so I think it wouldn't be some of the... groups that are involved now that are really upset about it, that initially got upset because of human trafficking, that obviously wouldn't exist. But I still think just from public perception, I think it would be pretty similar.
Yeah, the public perception would be there. But I think, as you said, all the kind of the secondary stuff that's happening, behind, you know, not behind the scenes, but all the protests, I think those would probably be dialed back a little bit. The other thing is, really, can you guys give me a definition of the word solicit? What does solicit mean to you guys?
Obviously, you are asking for services in exchange for payment.
Okay. Now, once again, hypothetical situation here, which maybe this is...
You're going to play semantic games. You're going to say, what if she offered and he said yes? It's the same thing.
Yes. What he did, once again, in my opinion, was wrong. But what if that's the angle that he's playing?
It is still the same thing. If she says, hey, how about this for this amount, and he says yes, it's the same thing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it's the word itself.
It's what everybody is trying to do, those of a mind to, are looking for, well, there's got to be some semantic reason. I see it a lot on the text machine. Well, he didn't solicit... Well, the other one I've heard a lot of is, how do you know there's audio on the tape? Well, I don't.
I don't know if there's audio on the tape.
I'm going to guess there is.
Either, and maybe there's not. But again, I just think the two trips and paying before and after.
Yeah, like the second trip is the issue.
Yeah.
And it's the thing, quite honestly, it's probably why they allowed the second trip to happen, authorities.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, that you can explain away the first one.
You could. You'd have a much better defense. Even that, I don't know if I'd buy it, but you could find your way out of it on the first time. Or even if you paid on the way in or just on the way out, maybe you also have a little bit of a loophole there. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you just... I don't think that's much of a defense at all. So I think they're going to have to go somewhere else.
617-779-7937. Tom's out in Vegas. Hey, Tom.
What's up, Tom? Tom.
I'll put him on hold, see if you can find him.
All right,
Bill's
Tom.
In Framingham. Hey, Bill.
Hey, guys. Why doesn't Bob Kraft, if he just takes what the court gives him, retires right then, gives the team over to his sons... Now, his sons own the team. He's out. They can invite him to sit in that box just like every other Sunday, Nobody can keep him out because they own the team. He doesn't. He can go to opening night. Everybody around here loves him. They could care less about this thing. And that would be kind of one way he could stick it to the NFL, and he can be just as much a part of
now,
the Patriots team.
I don't think he wants to stick it to the NFL.
No,
he spent his whole career defending the NFL.
I was
going to
say, he's such a pro-NFL guy. And even the stuff with Brady, they wanted to fight it at first, but then he said, you know what? Not going to go.
The league is more important.
Yeah, he's not going to go down the Al Davis road. He wanted to be a part of the league. He was a big part of making sure that there wasn't a work stoppage. He really prioritized the league, and I don't think he would want to do that. He wouldn't want to send that message to everybody. Plus, I also don't think he wants to go out like this. So even if he's at opening night, he's now no longer the owner. He said, "Well, why'd you give up the team? Just because it was time, or no, you were kind of forced out of it?" I don't think he would want that.
Well, with that video, it makes everything so much harder for him, you know. And
yeah,
this way,
it does.
He could stay relevant.
Good word choice.
Yeah. I don't know.
Really?
What it was?
Really?
I thought he did a good job. He's a wordsmith. This guy. It
really?
Good. Yeah, it was good talking to him. Pretty good. See, I don't think he'd want to do anything like that. Like that's how maybe I might think about it, or how the caller might think about it. Be like, hey, if you really want to go to opening night, I don't own the team. I'm just a guest of the owner, who happens to be my son, who I gave the team to. But I don't think he would do it that way.
I'm not sitting in the front row anymore. I'm
nope.
Sitting in that second
See?
Row.
I'm right behind him.
Now, I will say the other part, that the addition to the information today.
Well, with that video, it makes everything so much harder for me.
For sure.
I just hate you some days. I hate everything about. So the additional information today,
yeah,
comes courtesy of the White House.
Oh,
where the reports from the White House is that the president, Donald Trump, still wants Robert Kraft to be part of the.
Of course he does.
Theoretical visit of the Patriots.
If Donald Trump said Kraft shouldn't show up to this, like, how ridiculous would that be?
Would be a little much. Yeah.
They've obviously been good buds. They have been friends for a long time. And those guys, it doesn't matter what they do, one's going to defend the other. So I was not surprised to hear that at all. So he's definitely, whenever they happen to go and maybe get their cheeseburgers and their fries or whatever that is, I'm sure Kraft will be there. Can't speak to everybody else. Don't know if Brady will go, but I do know that Kraft will
go out on a limb and suggest he might not.
He may not.
Yeah, I'm thinking. Let's try Tom in Vegas again. Hey, Tom.
Hey, sorry about that.
Sorry. That's all right.
You know, I'm an admitted Patriots hater, even though I grew up in Connecticut, Massachusetts. Congratulations, by the way. But but you know what always gets me with these freaking guys? I can understand Joe Blow in the street. He has a need. He goes out and he does whatever.
Really? That's the name we got to use?
Yeah, that's right, Dale. Word choice on fire today.
That's all right. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. I got you.
Yeah. All right. Pardon the pun. But anyways, Robert Kraft, you're an intelligent man. Get on your stupid private plane. Fly to Vegas. Go 40 minutes north where it's perfectly legal and nobody gives a hoot. I mean, how stupid can you be, right?
I'm with you, Tom. It's not even the act itself. It's just, as a billionaire, the things that you could do and do it privately, and like I'm with you. That was one of the more shocking parts of the whole thing. Is it's just that anybody, you know, a kid in college could scrape together $59 and show up at this place. Let alone a guy who owns an NFL team and just out in the open publicly like that. I was shocked.
That's what gets me. I mean,
yeah.
I'm no prude. I'm a Navy veteran. I've done things. I've seen things. I live in Vegas. But come on, man.
What kind of things have you seen?
What stays in Vegas?
Okay, yeah, fair
in
enough.
Vegas
right,
stays
yeah,
in
fair,
Vegas.
Fair enough. Maybe best not to share.
I am curious. If,
like, he should be suspended 6 games just for stupidity and then yeah. More games for, you know, whatever else.
I'll be curious to see what happens if at the end of this negotiation, what we believe is going to happen is that ultimately there will be some sort of negotiated settlement here. He'll accept some form of punishment. He will or will not admit to the wrongdoing. Whatever that is, the folks who've been defending Kraft up until that point are then going to say what? Well, he still didn't do it, you know. He just did this to put it behind him.
Right.
Is that what they're going to say?
Yeah, same thing as the Brady stuff. You know, like, well, you know, he turned it down, but there was reasons for it and blah, blah, blah.
Well, I know the reasons.
What's that?
Oh, never mind.
What's that?
The reasons for going.
No! I'm talking about Brady eventually, you know, taking 4 games
a
for something.
Bad joke. That's all it was.
No, I was talking about Brady though, not Kraft.
Michael's on the cell phone. Hey, Michael.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, a couple points. The first one on the whole semantic thing. I know you don't want to beat a dead horse, but But, I mean, if there wasn't any offer of money involved, in other words, she says, hey, do you want me to finish? He says, yes.
What?
It's not solicitation. It's really simple.
Are you saying if there was, but there is money, so why are we working in hypotheticals there when we know there was money before and after?
No, right, for a massage. Unless there's explicit offer.
No, that there was no massage.
There wasn't a massage, Michael. It was a 14-minute visit that did not include a massage.
There was no
Michael.
Massage.
Well, don't they do foot massage, back massage?
There was no massage.
All right. Okay. I guess I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Because these exist everywhere, and there's massage everywhere. But the other point too, I when these people say, "Oh, do it in the privacy of your own home," now you're really offering someone to say, "Geez, he raped me here. He did this."
Jesus. Have him sign a waiver. Then you give him a gift basket like Jeter used to. No problem.
With a signed baseball.
Yes, the whole thing. Yeah, maybe some Sour Patch Kids. Maybe all kinds of, maybe a ticket to a game. A whole bunch of stuff. Nice little basket. Chocolates. And then sign something that says, you can't sue me. I don't know if that was in there or not, but it makes sense.
And here's your phone back.
Yes. Right, exactly.
That's how it worked in the previous cases.
Yes.
Mark's in Medford. Hey, Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Mark.
I know we talked about the Tory Krug stuff before.
Right, go ahead.
But it sounds like Keith is leaning my way a little bit.
A little bit. Especially after these last couple of games, or handful of games, really,
okay, Mark,
both with him and without him.
Who do you want to play instead of Tory Krug?
Well, here's my question. I have two questions for you.
Why won't you answer mine?
No, he's got a few. I'm getting to it. Yeah,
I'm going to get to it.
He's getting there.
Okay?
Yeah.
How many guys can you dress in the playoffs still?
The same as every other game.
Wait. I thought they allowed one or two.
No.
I don't think so.
Nope.
No.
Would it be out of the realm of possibility, okay? Just hear me out here. If the Bruins dressed seven defensemen.
No, it could happen, sure.
It could.
And just play Tory Krug on the power play.
And who's going to play the wing on the line that now doesn't have three guys on it?
Well, you can double shift. I mean, it's not like it's never happened before.
Mark, you're trying way too hard here.
I'm just asking.
Okay, then answer my question I asked you, which you wouldn't answer.
Sure.
Who do you want to play in place of Tory Krug?
Let's see. There's Matt Grizzlick.
Are they all healthy?
Everybody's
healthy.
Let's say they're all healthy.
Who do you want in the lineup instead of Krug?
So give me six guys better than Krug. McAvoy.
Chara, McAvoy, Grizzlick, Carlo. Who am I missing?
John Moore.
Stephen Kampfer? No, not Kampfer.
Connor Clifton.
That's a possibility.
Come on, Mark.
When is Kevin Miller coming back?
Yes, he may be back as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so
Ray Bourque. Don Sweeney, just get those guys going. Why not? Come on, that could help.
I mean, it's funny because, and I generally
Thomas Cabrelle
for the most part, bring him back. I generally think that Bruins fans are a pretty intelligent fan base, but they will occasionally lose their damn minds about specific guys like Tuukka Rask.
Yeah,
just play Halak the playoffs. Don't play Rask.
Do you think that's sort of shifted to Krug now? Because of recent...
He's part of it.
But he has struggled. And I think for a guy who gets paid what he gets paid, and for as good as he is on the power play, 5-on-5, you don't want him to be one of your four best defensemen. But I do still think on this roster, he is one of the six best defensemen, so he'll be out there.
Yes.
But I understand why the questions are there.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. CNN's doing a whole lengthy thing right now. How about Robert Kraft?
Yeah, and they're going with the Globe story that he's going to reject the plea deal.
Well, he may do that, but he hasn't yet.
No.
I mean, they've got this whole big thing on CNN right now about Robert Kraft. This is not going away anytime soon.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Take Dale and Keefe with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
If he rubbed somebody the wrong way,
well, with that video, it makes everything so much harder for him.
Guys, I can understand Joe Blow in the street.
I want all of you to just stop it right now.
We're a very mature group here.
No, we are totally not.
No, we can't handle these kind of conversations, I don't think.
That's the problem we have here. The only thing worse than that would be if we were doing how's your bracket look talk.
So far, so good, Dale.
Can we establish a rule here on the Dale and Keith program?
Go ahead.
Just a rule going forward.
All right.
No one cares about your bracket other than you.
What if I have a really good first day?
Don't care.
Okay. What if I have a really bad first day?
Well, that would maybe make it more entertaining for us,
you'd
but still don't really care.
What if I get 3 out of 4 of the final four?
Oh,
would you guys want to hear about it?
No. No, I don't want to hear about your bracket, you or anybody else.
All right.
What's more of a brag, talking about how many emails you have on your cell phone or your bracket?
I do not have any unread emails.
No, not you, but that whole little
phone.
No,
like,
I don't think that is
out there.
I don't even think that is a brag, talking about your cell phone. I don't know what that is. That's just
it's lazy. I think
it's like calling attention to yourself for no reason. The bracket thing is a brag. Like if you're talking about, "Oh, I had 30 of the 32," like you're like, "All right, great. That's nice." What are you going to win? $20?
Money's money.
Good point. No, you're right about that. But still, everybody who has a good first round anyway, like, what does that mean? Great, you picked most of the favorites. Like, congratulations.
So we mentioned earlier that Brad Marchand did a little Twitter slapdown of Joe Haggerty.
Yes.
So Joe Haggerty tried to come back
at him. Did he clap back, as they say?
He clapped back.
As they say?
He replied to Brad Marchand, said, at the end of the day, I actually... At the end of the day, I actually agree that you guys are clearly better off with Krug in the lineup. But just doing my job and asking the tough questions, Marshy.
He dropped a Marshy on him.
And I never, ever hit the snack bar when number 63 is on the ice, my angry little elf friend. To which Brad Marchand came.
Oh, Marchand's not done.
Now, first of all, Joe, please, you are swinging out of your league here when you're going back. When you're in a clap back battle with Brad Marchand, you're going to lose.
But you can't not respond, right?
Well,
at that point?
Which,
no, I'm saying you, like, say he,
yeah.
Marshawn, responded to one of your tweets. Would you just sit out? Would you delete your Twitter? Or would you respond?
I might delete my Twitter.
Maybe delete your Twitter. Okay, fine. That's the only other thing you can do. Either you have to respond with something, try your best, or bail.
So the point here is, Joe Haggerty writes a piece saying that the Bruins have been better off defensively without Torrey Krug in the lineup. To which Brad Marchand sort of cuffed him around a little bit.
Yeah.
And then he comes back. I love this, right? You guys are clearly better off with Krug in the lineup, but just doing my job and asking the tough questions. Pasternak out with the record we had with him out of the lineup, too. And I prefer Little Person.
Oh, he doesn't like Angry Little Elf?
Like Little Elf Friend.
Friend? He doesn't like Angry Little Elf Friend? I think, I actually think there is something there with Torrey Krug. I just don't think they have 6 defensemen better. But
well, that was the point I was trying to make to the previous caller. Tell me who you... And, his best option was dress 7 defensemen and just double shift some guy on the fourth line.
And have Krug only play on the power play.
Yeah, I don't see where that
helps. And come playoff time, how much power play do you get?
Not as much as regular season.
Not a ton, right? So maybe you get 1 or 2, and so now you got a guy playing 2-3 minutes a night? Like whatever it ends up being? Like that's not going to work. But, yeah, I guess ideally he's on your third pair. Like, if everybody's healthy.
That's the idea.
He's on your third pair.
Yes.
But he gets paid what he gets paid because of how good he is on the power play. And during the regular season.
I don't even care about what he gets paid, truly. I mean, some people do. I mean,
he's not the worst contract on the team.
God,
no. That's David Backes.
And if you tell me that he's a defensive liability, I'm even willing to tell you that that's probably true. Yeah.
You're not going to have six lockdown defensemen.
No.
Nobody does.
And,
well,
and,
Tampa.
And if you're going to tell me that whoever it is, mm-hmm. you know, he actually was that. Well, maybe John Moore, maybe Stephen Kampfer,
but even
maybe
like,
Connor Clifton. Stop it.
Is Krug better than Grizzlick defensively? Or is Grizzlick better?
I think they're pretty similar.
So then if you have the upgrade offense with Krug should play over Grizzlick.
Yep.
Right? In that regard. Because I think the last caller also had part of his six, he had Grizzlick over him. So Krug's a part of the team, but it doesn't mean going a he was a minus eight in his last two games. That's unreal. And then
but the whole team sucked. That was on that road trip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where they go 0-3 and they're giving up goals left and right and everybody was bad.
But then they have, and it's a small sample size, but maybe their best team defensive performance came against the Islanders and he wasn't playing.
Yeah,
they allowed 13 shots.
But that's also, as Marchand said, that's also like saying, well, look, the Bruins were 12-3-1 without Pasternak. Why are you putting him back in the lineup?
No, I understand. It's a small sample size, but I think it's the his last two games that he played, he was terrible. And then the last game they played without him, they looked really good. So it's what's happened this week, obviously, but we'll see how it plays out.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Keith's in New Hampshire. Hey, Keith.
Hey, guys. Hey. Just a certain point of view about the Kraft situation. I don't know if the laws are at all the same in Florida. They're probably not. But I know in the state of New Hampshire that if a misdemeanor, that's the key word, misdemeanor has been you've been found guilty of a misdemeanor. If there is any audio of said infraction, it's inadmissible unless the defendant was knowingly being audio recorded. Now, I don't know if that's the same in Florida, but it's possible that it is.
I'm going to go out on a limb and suggest that the judge who allowed the policeman to put the cameras in the facility probably said that what they're doing is okay.
I also don't know, Keith, if in this case the audio is the be-all, end-all. The audio obviously helps you with the transaction part of it, but if you see the money exchanging hands and you see the act being done, that may be all they need.
No, what I was getting at is if in fact it was the same laws in New Hampshire, if there's audio, then it's completely inadmissible, then they have no evidence at all. That'd be the only reason why maybe he'd be fighting it. Otherwise, I don't know why he'd be fighting it. But other than that, that's my only point, guys.
All right, Keith.
Call, man.
Thanks. It is live free or die in New Hampshire, which you got to respect.
How'd that work out for you?
That's the motto.
You're still
alive. I'm still here. I got that first part down.
Good news.
Doing
still
right
with us. I'm happy. Yeah. Joe's in Providence. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, two things. One is that I don't believe they got a camera. I mean, they got footage, because that would be entrapment on some level.
No, it would not.
How so?
Well, you can't entrap somebody to commit a crime.
No, who are they? They're not entrapping him to commit a crime. They're just videotaping him doing it.
Yeah, they just put a video camera in there. I don't think the ladies of the spa were aware of it. I don't think they were in on the whole thing.
I think so, but let me make
wait. Hold on. You think the women in the spa were in on it? That's a new one.
Oh yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah. Huh. They knew he was. They were in on it, and you know they were in on it.
I don't know that. I don't know that. I've never heard that before. And so you think that they were setting up Robert Kraft?
Oh, absolutely. They knew that. They absolutely.
Why? Why do you think that?
Why?
Yeah.
Probably because they may have been charged with a crime, right?
Right.
And they were trying to get out of it.
And so they can shut down their whole enterprise there. Got it.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, but the point I want to make is the people that talked about the trafficking.
Yeah.
They sounded like parasites and hypocrites. There's hypocrites here.
Joe, are they coming for you? What's going on?
No. It was just going past me.
Oh, good.
But
keep your head down.
Hypocrisy is unbelievable.
Why is that?
It's through the roof.
It sounded like a parasite.
So what's,
parasite? What do they sound
what's,
like?
What's hypocritical? What's hypocritical of people who don't think that human trafficking should be part of this?
Listen, we've been listening. People that work for those agencies that are trying to prevent trafficking, some of those agencies sound like parasites.
No, we've heard you say that the whole time. You've been on crystal clear. We've heard the parasite line a few times. So
okay, and yeah. The way they're attacking Robert Kraft is not only hypocritical.
So you don't think Robert Kraft did anything wrong? Is what you're saying?
I don't think he did anything wrong.
Got it.
That could cause all of this. come on, man. There's a whole lot of hip. When I was in the service, I did the same thing.
Is that just right?
Like you probably did too.
Sure. Every other Thursday.
I actually haven't. Every other Thursday.
Every other Thursday.
Wow.
Treat yourself Thursday.
What Thursday are we on today?
Treat yourself Thursday. Let's just say it was a good Thursday. Let's just say it was a good Thursday.
Already today?
That's right.
Well,
yeah. I get up pretty early on Thursdays.
You know,
I always have an appointment.
I didn't think the whole idea of Robert Kraft video could creep me out anymore, and now I've got another thought.
Wait till you see this video.
It's going to take a gallon of bleach to scrub that from my brain.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.